ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, boys and girls!
Hey, welcome everyone. Adventure AI host Tyler Crump here with
Jason Conforto playing Santa Claus.
It is I, Maddie Triggs, as Krampus.
And Ross being Jolly Kindle.
We wanted to just let you know that this year we are going to be doing some reruns of the previous seasons of our Christmas season, specifically this year. We wanted to make sure that everyone got a chance, especially with these being not like our normal run one-shots. Right. We're having them actually back-to-back. We're going to go all the way back to the first Christmas, which was Naughty List Nonsense, I think is which one it was.
So we can all relive the Christmas, and it also gives us time to finish the third Christmas season that we're in the middle of recording right now.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's just for a recap.
It's just for a recap to get you up to speed.
And
so
a
that means
in a pear tree.
That means we're probably going to release our third Christmas season after Christmas, which is
as
on
is
par.
Tradition.
Is tradition. Yes. Christmas tradition that we have.
Valentine's Day miracle.
Yeah,
that's right.
So enjoy these Christmas episodes. Ho, ho, ho!
Or else we'll put you on the naughty list.
Welcome, adventurers. Join us as we embark on a thrilling journey through the unraveling night. Our brave players, Jason, Maddie, and Ross, step into the roles of intrepid heroes, ready to face the unknown. As the festive season approaches, a shadowy figure lurks, threatening to unravel the joy of the realm. Will our heroes uncover the mystery before it's too late? Gather your courage and prepare for an adventure like no other.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, boys and girls! Welcome to Adventure AI!
Welcome, everybody, to Adventure AI. This is season 11!
Season 11. We did it. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a second Christmas miracle.
Hey, can I say this about the Christmas miracle too?
You can say whatever you want.
I feel like I got a complaint last year.
Last year?
Last year.
Our Christmas episode?
About our Christmas episodes. And that was, they came out in January. Yeah. So if you listen to the prep-isode and it was November and you're like, hey, too soon. We're trying.
Just chill out a little bit, okay? So if any of you haters out there who listened to the prep-isode,
we love you.
Before Thanksgiving and tried to pull a whole, give Thanksgiving its time. We need to celebrate these holidays separately.
I'll fight you.
It's fine if you
can. You're
annoying. And I don't think we'll ever do a Thanksgiving-themed adventure.
Never say never.
It'll never happen because it's going to step on the toes of Christmas.
Listen.
And I refuse. As Santa Claus himself, I refuse to be stepped upon.
Jason's too deep in the fiction, guys.
Let me say this one caveat.
Yeah, we could do a crossover.
The one caveat that I'll leave here is this. If you guys want a Thanksgiving episode, you need to share this podcast with your friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Then we'll do one for sure.
Yeah, we'll do a sick homebrew where we're all turkeys trying to get presidentially pardoned.
That's right.
All you pilgrims out there, start protesting and make it happen.
Yeah, get all your friends to listen. Let's pump those numbers up. These are rookie numbers. And then Jason
rookie
and I can do this full time.
For a professional show.
Yeah, for a professional show. Which
Speaking of
professional show, this season is, as I said in the other episode, sponsored by Quest Portal.
Yes. Thank you, Quest Portal. What an awesome thing that they sponsored us and gave us a chance to use their AI tools in this campaign. So we're excited for that.
Yeah, and it's funny we say AI tools because it's really like a full platform.
Yeah.
Right. But at the risk of sounding like too much floofing up here of Quest Portal, it's questportal.com. You can go check it out. They have AI tools. It's free to sign up. There's lots of stuff you can do. We're going to be highlighting a few of them today in our actual play episode. We'll also have some links and some information in the podcast description, so you can look that up later. And again, big shout out to Quest Portal for that. That being said,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and welcome to the actual play episode of, I named it too. What did I call this episode? What did I call this one? Maybe it doesn't matter at this point. Let's go with introductions. We have with us
Jason Conforto playing Santa Claus, or
as I have named myself this year, Nicholas the Silent, because I have taken a vow of silence and have not spoken for 365 days, and I will not speak until I have unraveled the mystery of the Unraveler. You shall not hear a single word out of my mouth, for I am Nicholas the Silent, Druid Extraordinaire. Last year, I may have been a cleric of the 12th level, but this year, I am a druid of the 14th level.
You just went all druid?
All druid, because Santa Claus or Nicholas the Silent can be what he ought to be when he ought to be it. Oh, ho, ho, and a Merry Christmas, too.
Thank God we did not go with the paladin multi-class for Jason. His oath would be toast immediately.
Listen,
I just... You know, I'm really starting to regret that we didn't go with Chris Crash.
Chris Crash will make you hop, hop, or jump, jump. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like Chris Crash wears parachute pants.
Yes, for sure. 100%. Little, next year, when he's a rogue, Santa the Rogue can be Chris Crash.
Yeah, little did you guys know that Santa's actual power is not pulling presents from a bag, but it only takes him 360 days. Of long rests to completely change his class to something else.
Yeah. And go up in two levels. Yeah,
it is. It says in his description, after 360 days of long rests, you can completely respec your character.
Profound Withers.
Hey, Withers, for only five easy
Jason
payments.
Jason hasn't even, it has no idea what we're talking about.
I have no idea. I assume this is a Baldur's Gate 3.
It is a Baldur's Gate 3. Okay, very good. All right. And we're also joined by...
It's your boy, Matt, my name is Maddie. It's good to see you guys.
What is it? Playing Uncle Maddie?
Uncle Maddie. Maddie. It's your boy, Uncle Maddie. You know, hit me on the socials or don't. I don't care. I'm playing Krampus, Vengeance Paladin Halfling, and also a little bit of Rogue in there. I spent a lot of time trying to synergize these two classes, and we'll see how it goes, gang.
Not a great class
mashup.
Yeah, no, it's like, and it's like Assassin's Creed is like a rogue paladin. No, like, how come there's no build for that?
Yeah. I know more about Baldur's Gate 3 than Assassin's Creed.
Withdrawn.
Yeah,
I withdraw the motion. Thank you. All right, and also.
And it's me, Ross, again.
Hey.
Yay.
I thought it was going to be Mario for a second.
It's Ross.
It's me, a Ross.
It's a me. No, just Ross. And I am being Jolly Kindle today. And like Santa, Jolly Kindle has also gone through his own transformation. Mm-hmm. He has been studying the arcane secrets of Christmas. I think he knows things about Christmas that maybe even Santa has forgotten at this point.
Ooh.
Yes. And so
and if I did know, I should not say it, because I have taken a vow of silence, and you shall not hear me speak of those things when I will not speak to you or to anyone.
Very good, Santa. My vow of silence is going really well.
It's 365 days straight.
Wait, Santa took a vow of silence? Like, I just thought I was deaf.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, all the mics were off during those 365 days.
Santa's just screaming.
Trust me, bro. He's been silent this whole time. All right. So we've got all three of you. We mentioned before, this is the first time we're revisiting same characters, new one shot.
Plot addition.
Which technically makes this a two shot.
Is that like against the rules? Are we?
Oh, dang.
Oh, man. Hey, we make the rules.
We just turned Santa Adventure Claus, AI dog. Up on its head.
We did. We're going to have to start a new podcast and call it Adventure AI.
It's a
two shot.
D&D two shot.
Extended edition.
It's a duology.
Oh, a duology.
Yes. A word that I learned on a podcast called Mulling It Over with Brandon Mole.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't checked that out, check it out. Yeah. Wow. It's also a podcast we produce here. Let's go ahead and get started then. All right. So last Christmas till this Christmas, you've had a lot of time to think about this unraveler that has come. We previously thought that Jack Frost was the baddie. It turns out he was just being manipulated by this.
An even baddier baddie.
Even baddier baddie called the Unraveler, who had just taken over his mind. Whoa. You guys are not really sure. You haven't forgotten it, because it has now come back up now that the Christmas season is around, but you have not had any encounters or any experiences in which you had
we've
heard
had
about the Unraveler.
Experience points, because we've leveled up.
Yes, but you haven't heard any more about the Unraveler. It's been basically radio silence since last Christmas. So some of you are on your toes, worried that maybe this Christmas something new was
next?
Going to happen. Oh yeah, what will be unraveled next? Oh yes, I called this the unraveling night.
Gosh, it's the night.
It's the night that's unraveling.
Okay, that being said,
tell Char.
We're gonna say it is a few weeks before Christmas. You are all kind of getting ready for whatever it is that you do. So what is it that your character would be doing during this time as you kind of prep for early Christmas?
Before Christmas, I have a lot of lists that I go over. I check the naughty list and I talk to Krampus to make sure that the naughty list is taken care of. And this year I am more particular about both the lists. Obviously there's an issue with toys and toy making and delivery and getting sleighs and reindeers ready and stuff. And me on the Christmas sleigh as flying from house to house. And yet there's still time to take care of Mrs. Claus as well.
All right, Krampus, what are you doing to prepare for the holidays?
Taking a lot of Excedrin. and also, you know, I feel like, yeah, I'm checking out the naughty list. I'm checking it three times. I'm like, this is not going to, if it goes down, it's not going to be on me this time. I'm not going to give Jolly Kindle an in. Mm-hmm. And then also I found God and crime, apparently.
That's right.
So yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. Reading and
tell us
sneaking.
About this God of yours.
The God of crime, you don't know anything about him?
Oh shoot. Father Christmas. I found him in the woods and
found him in the woods. Oh, like Joseph Smith.
Oh, no. Who? I was like, hey, and I was stressed out and you know, we had to, you know, come to Christmas, you know, instead, you know, you know. Renewed my oath of vengeance.
It's okay. Ross. Well, or not. No, I'm sorry.
Jolly Kindle has been studying the secrets of Christmas. He has been looking at the source of the Yuletide Muse's powers. When you see Jolly Kindle, he's changed a little bit.
Mm.
Most notably, he carries a staff with him that on the end of it has a bunch of lanterns made of ice on them. And he has those lanterns of ice. They're kind of hanging all around him, right?
Okay.
And if you look closely, you'll see inside of them are these snowflakes that are swirling around. There's a single snowflake in each one. And you hear, as he's coming in, you feel like you hear just the softest of screams, like, let me out.
Oh.
Let me out.
How adorable.
Nobody can hear it over Santa's yelling.
No one can hear it over Santa's silence. So, yeah, that's... So Jolly Kindle, this is all part of his new artificer class.
Mm-hmm. So. Dang. I thought the voice was going to say, I don't want love for Christmas. You know, the Mary. The,
oh, yeah, yeah. He
the
should.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
But, you know, no.
I'll bet there's one of those in there, actually.
I don't want a love for Christmas.
I don't think you got to cut that out. I don't think
all right.
Mariah Carey's going to come down on
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah.
A letter. Letter, get us the publicity. All, what is that?
All press is good.
All press is good press, right?
Yes.
I don't want to get in a fight with Mariah
get
Carey.
It. Come and get it, Mariah. My wife would love to meet you. Thank you. all right. So you're getting all that stuff ready. You're helping Santa Claus. Jolly Kindle, you're. What were you doing though?
I'm carving lanterns out of ice.
Carving
That's
ice
what I
lanterns.
Do. That's
got
what
it.
I do now.
So you're
and
all.
Gordon, but, you're doing a great job at it as well.
Gordon,
the Gord Lord.
I don't. Yeah. Gordon's my alias. I didn't realize we were in disguise yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, I have taken a vow of silence, so you shall not hear me say that name or any other name, my Gordon Lord and friend.
Gordon. Santa, you are so good at this vow of silence. Like, it's really impressive how well you stick to things that you commit to.
Yeah, Krampus is over in the corner just like about to snap. Like, it's like just like flipping through the naughty list, like more and more, like
Have you noticed Krampus's diligence this year? Krampus is so great. Like,
they're doing a mighty fine job. In fact, I have looked at the naughty list and have not found their name on it once.
I'll bet you won't even have to check it twice this year.
I've been awake for 4 days.
That is a company policy to check it twice.
Oh, well, yeah.
All right. We have some... Oh, look at that.
A little atmosphere.
Some atmosphere sound.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Is this from Quest Portal?
This is from Quest Portal. Dude, it's so Christmassy.
They got everything. That's so lit.
I decided to add... This is adding a little ambiance to some of our previous episodes. I mean, and, you know, we'll see if we continue to use this, but we got a little bit of Christmas music. Oh. Ish going on in the background.
What's this? What's this?
That took me a sec. Sorry. It's like what? It's what are you talking about, dude? Snow.
All right. So as you're all enjoying your Christmas time or your Christmas prep, you know, getting into the spirit of Christmas and enjoying everything that is going on, there's actually some nefarious activities that are unraveling.
It sounds like it
during the night.
It sounds very nefarious, doesn't it?
Nefarious music.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll adjust this just a hint, and we will hear from our lore keeper Lumen as we start this campaign.
As the winter solstice approaches, a festive air envelopes the realm, with twinkling lights and joyful laughter echoing through the snow-dusted streets. The elves of the North Pole, bustling with preparations, work tirelessly to craft gifts and spread cheer. Yet, amidst the merriment, an unsettling stillness creeps across the land, a whisper of shadows that goes unnoticed by all but the keenest eyes. In the heart of this celebration, a mysterious figure watches from the fringes, cloaked in darkness and biding his time. The Unraveler, driven by envy and ambition, has set his plan into motion. As the clock strikes midnight, a sudden chill grips the air, and the elves find themselves ensnared in an enchantment, whisked away to a place where joy is drained and shadows dance.
What?
Yeah, this ambient music is really set the scene for that.
It did for the first paragraph.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
The second paragraph, maybe a little less so. That being said, okay, as you're all hanging out, the door bursts open, and you are greeted by one of the elves who tells you, there's some elves who have been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean by kidnapped?
They've been taken.
And that's racist. I mean, they're not kids. They're just short. Oh. They've been taken.
They've been taken. There's
well,
some
I
elves that have been taken.
Well, I have a particular set of skills.
Yes.
And allied with some friends. Perhaps we can be of an assistance.
All right. Well, they start to give you some information. And the elderly elf who comes in, he says, there's been 5 elves who've been kidnapped. And we don't know where they've been taken. We were just out preparing for Christmas. Everything was going well. And the next thing we know, they just disappeared. We don't know where they went. Their footsteps trailed off. And then they were gone.
Are you sure they didn't run away?
You think Tinsel, Bright Spark, Jingle, Frost Whisper, Holly, Twinkle Toes, Snowy Glimmervale, and Frosty Silverleaf would
Krampus,
miss
put your head on
Christmas?
Straight. My elves would not run away.
I don't know. The benefits here aren't great.
That cuts to the quick, my friend.
Maybe they just decided to take up as Lord of the Rings elves. I don't know.
Perhaps we should follow the footprints and see where they have led.
All right. Well, as you gather your things together, is there anything else you want to bring? Is there anything special you want to bring with you? Or what do you want to do to prepare?
I would just like to bring my 2 best friends with me. Krampus and Santa? Not necessarily in that order of best friends.
Right, we know. We know, Mike.
Yeah, we know.
We know, Gordon.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly what you referred to there. I would like to bring my magic bag that allows me to pull anything I want out of it. And
random magic item.
A random magic item. I think we will.
We didn't use it in the first episode.
No, perhaps we will leave Starlight at home this time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think I'm ready to go.
Also, right. Can I bring my doll?
Yes.
Oh, I fully intend to bring mine.
You still have him from last time?
Yep. Absolutely. Right here in my pocket.
My toy soldier has been wrapped up and is being shipped out to a home in a couple days.
What a lucky child. Wow. He's going to get a really awesome toy soldier. Yeah. That's gonna
really
be awesome.
She.
They're going to get an awesome toy soldier.
Murders the whole town with it.
He's got all sorts of cool powers. Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm bringing my plush griffin and the holly hammer. Get a load of this one, guys. Check it out. Pretty cool. It looks like it looks like a candy cane, kind of.
But not like
hammer.
A whip.
Because whip is ass for Paladin. I'll bring it, though. I'll keep it on my side in case it comes in useful.
Did Holly give that to you?
Who?
Holly's hammer.
Holly, the one we're saving?
I don't know. I can't tell them apart.
Same to me.
There's 10 okay. Hollies. I don't know. What do you want for me?
10 Hollies.
They're like all Holly,
Mary, Jolly.
Twinkle.
Like,
there's
twinkle,
like 15
twinkle,
Twinkles.
Sparkle, Tinsel, Jingle, Snowy and Frosty. Yeah.
And then there's just Rex.
Who let him in here? All right. We'll make that note here of those different characters.
I heard Rex was an alcoholic.
Just spiked eggnog.
Yeah.
It's the eggnog.
He's been hitting the eggnog hard, dude.
Actually, I'm looking here. If you guys have the quest portal open, you can actually look. I'm putting in some characters that we're meeting here.
While you're doing that, actually, eggnog is kind of a curious concoction with an eerie origin you might not have known about. The ancient Yule Wraiths of Frostmore used to brew a similar beverage for their winter solstice ceremonies. Mm-hmm. They'd mix the essence of spectral eggs and fermented ghost milk.
Neat!
Yeah. Warlord, I discovered this this wonderful thing called taking a vow of silence. Perhaps I could teach you the intricacies of silence.
Yeah, that'd be great, Santa. Yes, but
it's something that I have mastered over the years.
Yeah,
so we are going to be following the footsteps and see where they lead.
Sounds like he's learning all sorts from you. All right, so Eldrion Whisperleaf, who is the name of this elderly fellow, who may or may not have been just immediately generated on the fly inside of Quest Portal.
Whisperion?
Whisperleaf.
Whisperleaf.
Yeah, so actually I can come in here and I can create notes. So I'm just going to drop it in here and you guys can actually just see those. There's the one called characters.
Oh, we have to read?
You don't have to read. I'm going to put it in there for reference if you want to. Yeah, so Eldron Whisperleaf tells you he was the one who noticed. He's the one who burst in. He's like, come with me. I'll help you follow. It looks like we sent some elves off. They gave us the messages. You were preparing to get ready for this adventure to go retrieve the elves and bring them back. They started tracking the footsteps in the snow, and it looks like it's coming from Halloween Town.
What?
Well, well, well. How the tables have turned, my friend. Look who's ruining Christmas this year. Not me.
I will have you know, as the ambassador of Christmas Town, as the keeper of the hearth, I have been on good relations with the people of Halloween Town. They are decent folk.
Jolly Kindle, it is unacceptable for the people of Halloween Town to take my elves to their villages, especially during this busy time of year, my friend.
I mean,
if I had not taken a vow of silence, I would be laying into you right now so hard, my friend, that you would not see Christmas for another 20 years.
Santa, I mean, you're my best friend, Santa. Has it occurred to you that maybe Halloween Town is just a decent place to visit? I mean, maybe they just think it's kind of cool.
Or maybe a good place to be from. Am I right, guys?
Hey, it's a great place. Not a great place to be, but a great place to be from.
All right. So you follow the tracks in the snow, and they go on for quite some time. As you go through the snow... Ooh,
wow.
Did I hear a horse in the background?
Are you guys riding horses?
There's a reindeer.
There's a reindeer.
Yeah. Reindeer.
It's Jon Snow. It's over on the hill. All right, should we just do like an investigation check or something? Or
Who would like to do that? To do roll a check to see, make sure we can follow these tracks, because it is starting to snow, so we don't lose them.
Okay, I will roll that. 18.
Okay. So some flurries start around you and it begins to snow lightly and slowly cover up the tracks. And as it does so, you are still able to follow them and have a general direction in which they're going. However, it is starting to get late. So you can either continue to press on and through the night, or you can take a rest if you need to.
I think these elves' health is at stake here in this cold snow. I think we should keep going.
Yeah, I've got all my spell slots. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
If I was speaking, I would say we press on.
All right, so we're going to press on. As you continue to press on, you notice that the footsteps of the elves have now changed into something else. They're probably in a carriage of some sort, and they are now continuing to go, but you're able to continue to track them. Maddie, if you were able to roll successfully, if you want to try again.
And this is investigation again?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Or perception, either one.
So 15?
Okay. With the cart being larger, it's a little bit easier for you to track, and the snow seems to have died down a little bit, but you're making your way through and continue to track on through the night.
As we're going to continue, I'm going to cast Dancing Lights. Mm-hmm. It's a cantrip. As I do, I'm going to open up my... I'm going to pull out a lantern and open it up just a crack, and a little voice will say, "Please, I just want to go home to my family." And then I'll light up the lamp, and these four lights will come out to illuminate our path.
Mm. What's in the bag?
I'm sorry, what?
What's in the bag,
what's
Jolly
in the box,
Kendall?
Kendall?
Are you talking about my lantern, my ice lantern?
Yeah, why was it? Are you the one with lantern slaves now? What's happening?
Slaves?
They're begging to be free. What the heck did you do to them?
They're just snowflakes. They're sentient snowflakes that the Yuletide Muse uses.
Santa.
All right, first of all, Santa. Away from the North Pole, I would appreciate it if you referred to me as Nicholas the Silent.
I'm not
That's
gonna,
one.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's kidding.
Gord Lord, it looks like you are reverting back to your Halloween ways right now. You are on thin ice, my friend. Be careful where you tread.
Actually, you might not be aware of this, but there's Christmas is kind of built on the tradition of the sleep-bound servants. These entities were once diligent, but, I mean, they were short slaves of the Yuletide Muse. This is very common in Christmas lore, Christmas tradition. It is from really old, long time ago, though, so...
You guys,
using Christmas history to justify your iniquities now?
No, these are just Christmas traditions, Santa.
These are
I thought you were aware of this.
Justifications of evil.
This is what's been in the ice tomes below the North Pole. This is just Christmas.
All right.
You're not off the hook here, though. We're going to revisit this, but there's elves' lives on the line.
I do not feel comfortable at all with this course of action that is being taken.
I mean, look at this snowflake. He likes it, right? You like being here, right? Yeah, I like it.
Doesn't sound like he likes it.
All right. Well, if he says he likes it, I'm going to assume that this is a truthful spirit.
That's 25%. There's four of them. Three of them don't, and one of them says fine. And we're going with that?
The last one that's trapped still is like, the one who... Yeah, I guess so.
I'm having the time of my life.
Please, let me return to my family.
I have a daughter.
As you travel through the night, you find yourself coming on over the ridge to a small village. Who would like to roll a perception check?
Oh, I want to press the button for perception check.
Please do. Okay. Are you doing it in here? Oh, there's a dice roll. Look at that.
Yeah,
there's a dice roll, and you can save your formulas with your different modifiers, too, which is dope.
Oh.
And so, like, also, if, like, for sneak attack, like, I can save, like, 2d6 as it levels up.
Oh, really?
That's what I've been messing with. This is really cool.
I like the dice formula.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And also, I like that I rolled... With my bonus, I got 26. Yeah.
Rock.
It's going to be a good night, guys.
I have a feeling.
So far.
Except for those snowflakes.
What you realize is two things. First.
It's part of the Christmas magic.
Oh, God. What have we become?
I feel very uncomfortable bringing up the sins of Christmas past.
It was a pagan holiday.
It
was never about Jesus
ways.
To begin with.
Okay. Jeez, okay.
We've gotten off track a little bit. So you did.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's get back to that. With a perception of 26, you notice two things. One, that this area, this city, it looks like you used to be from this area, right? So you know a lot of the various towns and the different places that exist. And this place is called Gloom Shadow, is the name of this town.
Oh, yeah. I know Gloom Shadow well.
Yes. Except for what's different about Gloom Shadow is it appears as if much of the town is covered in spider webs, which is...
This isn't right.
Although it totally is thematic for the Halloween town.
This isn't
When I was last in Gloom Shadow, we had pumpkins everywhere.
Wait, is Gloom Shadow part of Halloween town?
Yeah, it's a Halloween. It's a suburb.
It's a Halloween road. Right. It's a suburb of Halloween.
It's like a Halloween village,
like a middle class suburb or
a borough.
Barrio. Actually, it's probably
middle class.
It's little bit less
an
of
upper
a,
lower class.
Let's just say
upper lower class.
A lower lower class.
Let's just say it's not where like Santa would live. It's like where the elves would live.
Oh
that
my!
Clean the
what has happened to you, Jolly Kindle?
I guess studying Christmas for so long has
made him
worse.
Raging racist. Your bones, dude! Like, what the heck?
All right. I'm gonna have Lore Keeper Lumen read a little bit here. Here we go.
Gloom Shadow lies beneath a haunting web canopy. Its ethereal strands casting an eerie silver and gray veil over the village. Enchanted pumpkin lanterns flicker with ghostly light, their glow piercing through the oppressive silence that blankets the hamlet. The whispering windmill ruins stand as a solemn sentry, murmuring forgotten tales into the unsettling quiet. As you wander through the village, the rustle of shifting webs keeps you on edge, hinting at the secrets and shadows that lurk just beyond sight.
Okay.
So it's a hamlet.
Well, you know, Lorekeeper Lumen likes to just throw stuff in there sometimes. It's a hamlet. Let's say we haven't actually entered the village yet, though.
Santa asks and Lumen delivers.
Lumen delivers.
Indeed.
Also, yeah, a lot of the stuff we're just generating here on the fly using...
I'm gonna lick the floor or the ground to see if it's as sugary and as sweet as I'm used
Santa,
to.
Santa, don't do that. Oh, God. Get his medicine.
Get his inhaler.
It tastes like the Gourd Lord.
What? Hold on.
That can't be so.
What? What?
What is this place?
Okay, clearly the North Pole needs an HR department. Krampus is officially volunteering, and you're both.
Both on the naughty list.
Santa, would you roll a constitution saving?
Yes, I will.
I'm not quite sure how he knows.
I don't want to know. Please don't tell me.
Let's see here. Constitution. I rolled four dice. I did not mean to do that. I want to.
That's 46. I think you just rolled. There's a 19 in there. There's no way it's a 46.
I thought that was how we add points to it. Okay. We'll just add four afterwards. 15 total.
All right. As you taste the ashy dirt of Halloween Town or Hollowsville, whatever we want to call this.
Halloween is disgusting.
Sounds like you got a trick instead of a treat.
There's parts that are better, Santa. I really wouldn't recommend eating the scenery.
I was told it was full of sweets wrapped in little fun size.
There are tricks and
nuggets.
Treats here.
There's places, but you kind of have to like knock and ask for those.
Go door to door like a peasant?
Yeah, or like. I mean, you don't have to sneak in if that makes you feel any better.
It does.
It's
that
not
does,
like
actually.
You're going through a chimney or anything.
All right. So by doing so, you are now inflicted with a permanent. By permanent, I mean.
So I failed the constitution. Yeah.
For the next 48 hours, you will have.
48.
You know,
cough.
I'll try to role play that cough.
All right. So you're going to have a cough for the next 48 hours.
He's really into the fiction, you guys. The role play. Like, this is where you go.
These coughs may sound real, but I am acting.
You guys, what a pro. Honestly. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, in addition to that, the other thing that you've noticed is that although you guys have been traveling through the night, you may not have realized that you have traveled through the entire night. Mm-hmm. And now that you're in this area, the sun does not appear to be rising. It seems to be in a continual state of like not quite sun rising twilight, but almost like right before that.
Wow, it's
just like the North Pole.
It's kind of a bright morning for Halloween Realm.
This place is disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. That being said, all of you take a single point of exhaustion for traveling through the entire night.
I knew this was going to happen.
Are we doing 2024 rules for exhaustion or 2014?
I actually haven't read the 2024 rules. What's the 2014 rules?
I think the 2024 rules are easier.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas you get disadvantage on ability checks, right? Or is that the old one?
Let's see. The new rules.
I
disadvantage
read the new rules.
On ability checks. At level 1, level 2 is speed halved. Level 3 is disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws. Level 4 is hit point maximum halved. 5 levels of exhaustion is reduced to 0 speed. And 6 levels of exhaustion is death. Just like this land that we are in. The land of death. The land of ash. Well, land of coughs.
Well, isn't the old rules you get like a minus -1 to all?
Yeah, but this is just disadvantage on ability checks.
You know, the Halloween
for one level of exhaustion
for one a single level.
It's been a while since I've been here, and you know I feel like maybe I've given this place a worse rap than I thought I had. You know, we have things like candy and
I have not seen one bit of candy.
Pumpkin bread.
Oh, pumpkin
yeah, that
bread.
Is late. Yeah,
that actually sounds good.
I would destroy some pumpkin bread.
I've heard rumor of this pumpkin spice that always seems to disappear before my season comes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Sketch. What was that place? Galactic Rock Dollars? Is that what it's called?
Galactic Rock Dollars. I mean, there's no peppermint ice shakes. That is a
Where
shame.
The hell are we? Peppermint ice shakes? What kind of damned place have you sent us to, Gordon?
It's truly what it is.
I'm going to throw this out there, Santa. You're being real loud, and we have no idea where
All right, first of all, I have taken a vow of silence, so not a single person will be able to hear me in this forsaken place.
Ooh. Yeah, anyway, so... so we maybe should tread a little carefully here, lest we be attacked.
All right. Do you guys want to use we can use the new rules of exhaustion if you guys want to. If that's cool.
Yes. It would be very cool.
Okay. I'm putting those here on the notes. Exhaustion. So you all are at level 1 of exhaustion. So you have disadvantage on all ability checks. But you know, we don't know what's going to happen to these elves if you don't save them because they have been kidnapped.
Now, are there footprints in the Ashen Land here?
A little bit. They seem so they went from footprints to a carriage, and that carriage has come to this town, and then now you don't see anything else from this point on.
The carriage tracks have stopped.
The carriage tracks have gone into the town, and you have not entered yet.
Okay, well, I say we enter the town. There.
Any objections?
Where?
The town, hamlet, if you will.
Yes. No, right. No. It's a decent time of, it's a decent place this time of year.
As you enter Gloom Shadow, you start to walk around. Let's get a perception check from everyone.
With disadvantage.
Ugh. 12.
Okay. Wow, dang, that was disadvantage?
That was disadvantage. A 20 and an 18, plus...
Dang!
Plus, what are we doing? It was perception 5, so a 23 with my disadvantage. Tried to disadvantage Nicholas the Silent.
I had 24. I mean, not that I would ever do anything to make it look like I had done anything better than Nicholas the Silent.
Well, of course. Clearly
this is
not.
Ridiculous.
Clearly not.
Well, I'd like to hear what he saw that I did not see.
All right. As you're looking around, you see that there are no people walking around in the city or in the small town.
What about bats?
But there's
so what he saw no that I didn't
no bats,
see
no
was that there was no people to see.
Yes.
it's like art. No. It's
I missed that somehow.
There are no people walking around is what you
Vampires?
See.
Vampires?
But what you do see
mummies
is that there appears to be things wrapped up in the spider webs throughout the town.
Are these like, some of them are, that have been wrapped
some
up?
Of them are hanging up from the top of like the roofs of some buildings. Some of them are hanging off to the side. Some of them seem to be wrapped up.
Are there like, any of them elf shaped?
They're different sizes, multiple different sizes.
With my 24 perception, did I notice any spiders in these spider webs?
You think you saw something just on the across the street from you.
Okay, so he thinks...
Was it shimmering eyes, perhaps?
So he thinks he saw something, but I did see something, right?
You think you definitely saw something.
I definitely think I saw something.
All right, and are any of them close enough that for us to touch them?
The people?
Yeah.
Or the things?
Oh, spoiler alert, gang! We've unlocked the mystery! I go over and I just start cutting webs.
Okay, as you do... Roll initiative.
Oh, no. Sorry, gang.
You have touched the webs.
Disadvantage?
Initiative is not an ability check.
Yeah, this doesn't count as ability check. So not disadvantage on that.
16.
Everyone else, what did you get? I know there's the chat, but I'm typing right now.
Yeah, I got 9.
A 2, so I got to 10.
Well, they get to go first. All right. You see, as you start to try to cut the webs open... You see the webs kind of bounce and shake a little bit as the motion that you produce sends a signal throughout the entire web infrastructure. And from across the street where you thought you saw maybe some eyes, a web gets spit out towards all three of you.
Mm.
So
if you want to make a dexterity saving throw, all of you.
I got, with my plus 2, I got a 3.
Okay.
I have a feeling I got.
I got 11.
Okay.
Actually, I was sharing fun facts.
Jolly kids.
21.
So both Santa.
So it was not a disadvantage.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Well, either way, my first one would have been a 10.
Well, all I know, Tinker Tink gives me advantage on dexterity saving throws.
Okay, great.
She was a gift from the DM last year.
We're saying, Jolly Kindle, you made it, but Santa and Krampus, you did not. So I want you guys both who got hit with the spider web, you're both going to make a intelligence saving throw now.
Mm.
You guys got this, though. You're like the two smartest people I know.
And this I'm not worried. Disadvantage again, correct?
It's a saving throw, so no.
17.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you disadvantage on both of these.
Then a 3.
14.
Okay. Ooh, that one was close. All right, so.
For who?
Right?
Like, I don't think it was close.
What does that mean?
Santa.
Yes. Like, ooh, I almost TPK'd you guys first.
You find yourself now surrounded in a dreamlike shifting landscape.
Mm. Visions of sugar plums dancing in my head.
You already have disadvantage, but this would give you additional disadvantage on wisdom. Checks, and it also gives you a disadvantage on attack rolls until your next turn. And all of you, even though you did not get trapped by the webs, and you had an extra effect applied to you,
mm-hmm.
Santa, you feel the webs tickling the edges of your mind.
Oh, no. This is ridiculous. It's too much. It's too much. Stop it. Stop it. Not in my mind. Oh.
Most unsettling ho I've ever heard.
And as you do so, you feel the
joys of Christmas past.
You feel the nightmares embedded deep within your brains coming to life. And from the webs,
it's
that
like
will
I'm
hit
on
you.
An adventure with Krampus and Jolly Kindle.
I'm sure you mean that the best way.
Santa, you see one of your nightmares manifests itself. And I'm going to have, I'm going to turn on the music here a little bit. And I'm going to have Lore Master or Lore Keeper Lumen. Lumen's going to read this to us. This is the creature that's going to take form that is one of your nightmares.
Mm.
This creature takes the form of a perfectly ordinary, unremarkable human, dressed in plain clothes and carrying everyday items like a briefcase and a smartphone. It represents the fear of monotony and the loss of magic, embodying a world devoid of wonder and excitement. Its presence drains color and whimsy from the surroundings, turning the vibrant and spooky landscape into a dull, lifeless scene, a nightmare for those who thrive on the extraordinary.
So, okay,
Santa's
Tyler,
nightmare wait a minute. Is Jake from State Farm.
Yes! Santa's nightmare is...
You know, back in the day, we had to deal with people like Ebenezer Scrooge, who at least had a personality. Now it's just these kids and their phones, and they're not caring.
When Santa walked to school, he was in the snow, uphill both ways, and he loved it.
Jolly Kindle, do you have something you want to add?
Actually, no. As Jolly Kindle, I didn't. I just wanted to say, like, gosh, Tyler, out of character. Way to bring the party down. Like, yeah. Cuts a little too close there.
Cuts too
right?
close. Yeah. That's like, oh, it's like, hey, that's me.
Hey, we're playing Dungeons and Dragons here for a reason.
Like that
to get away from it.
Right? It's like that one podcast where it's like takes place in a fantasy realm, so they play offices and bosses. Offices
and bosses. So Santa, your nightmare manifestation is the mundane manifestation, which is just this
teenagers.
Gloomy guy in a briefcase.
Yeah.
For you, Krampus, a different creature manifests for you.
This creature resembles a towering stack of paperwork with limbs made of quills and ink-stained tentacles.
Oh, God!
It represents the fear of endless bureaucracy and red tape, overwhelming those who encounter it with an avalanche of forms and regulations. Its presence causes the heroes to feel bogged down by trivial tasks and procedures, a paralyzing horror for the free-spirited denizens of Halloween Town.
Yeah. Yours is the bureaucratic beast.
Amazing.
That doesn't seem like it would be so bad for Jolly Kindle, though.
He's like,
it would not.
He'd be like, oh.
It would not.
Y'all got any fire magic?
For you, Jolly Kindle.
I'm fine.
Oh, you made the save, so you're not trapped and you didn't get the negative effects.
Yeah.
But the web still brushed over you and tickled your mind. And
what was even the point of that dexterity save?
Extracted your greatest
show
fears.
Us on the doll okay. where the web tickled you.
Okay. This is just what we got. Okay, so here we go.
This oversized, plush serpent appears deceptively soft and inviting, with a pastel color palette and a gentle demeanor. It embodies the fear of being smothered by excessive comfort and affection, wrapping its victims in an unyielding embrace that leaves them immobilized.
It's so close.
The cuddly constrictor's grip is both comforting and terrifying. A paradoxical nightmare for those who revel in the thrill of fear and adventure.
I feel it's so enticing, but I feel like I could be stuck in it forever.
One of your worst nightmares. You didn't know this. These are all your subconscious nightmares.
I was aware of this nightmare. I've seen these kids with their phones.
All right. That is the turn of the spider. It shoots its web and then summons your worst nightmares.
Now, when you say the spider, there's
the spider was where the web originated from. Yes.
The count of one.
One spider.
To your knowledge, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Spider.
To our knowledge.
And for the sake of time, there's only one.
So there's one.
Oh, okay. Yes,
there's
one.
Sounds like there's one spider.
The
to me.
Spider.
Spider that's about to get smote all up to hell.
Yeah. The one spider and the three. Nightmares. It's a book, actually. It's a children's book. The Spider and the Three Nightmares. We'll sell that on our Etsy. All right, Maddie.
All right.
Or, I'm sorry, Krampus, your turn.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm just going to go... I'm not constricted, right?
No. They manifest themselves in front of you, like 10, 15 feet in front of you. They just kind of like materialize from the webs.
Okay, so and then how far away is the spider?
Let's say 35 feet away from you.
Oh, bugger. All right. Well, then I'm just going to Yuletide Smite up in here.
It's Yuletide Smite
which,
who?
Everybody, all foes in the area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're going to Yuletide Smite them.
So, it temporarily dazzles foes, imposing disadvantage on all of their attacks and the hammers. Oh yeah. That's all it does though. And I think that because it's like a spell, is that my one attack? Or is it my action, or do I get a second attack?
Okay. Yeah, I think the smite is your action.
Okay, so, and then as a bonus action, I am going to dash towards the spider. I forgot I could do that until just now, after I already dazzled, Yuletide smote everything, so.
Okay. You said how much damage did he say it did?
It doesn't do any damage, but it imposes disadvantage on their attacks.
I got it. Disadvantage for how long?
Forever. It didn't say.
Is there a save?
Yeah. No.
No. Okay. No save forever.
No, it didn't say. It's like it temporarily. So I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Which ability was this?
It was from the hammer.
Oh yeah.
I got, Polyhammer.
Okay. Got it. Good old AI creating OP items.
Yep.
All right. I'll make a note of that. We'll give it some limitations. Let's say give him disadvantage for 1d4 rounds. Do you want to roll for that?
Yeah, yeah. Four.
Oh, dang. Four rounds.
Let's go, boys. Can't touch this.
Oh. You just said you ran into in there?
Huh?
You just ran in there with all of them?
Yep. I dashed towards the spider, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that changes my plan.
All right.
Fine, you can fight. I've got a lot of hit points.
Jolly Kindle.
Okay, so I am going to use... I always love to tell Tyler that I just make stuff up and then on air say this is what I'm going to use.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I have Freezing Ray. It's like Scorching Ray.
Oh, yes, of
course. But it's Christmas.
Of course, it's Christmassy.
Yeah. Freezing Ray!
Yeah, so I'm just going to direct one to every nightmare.
Okay.
And so so Santa's nightmare, the mundane Mondays is a 12.
12 to hit or 12 damage?
12 to hit.
Okay.
And then 23 to the bureaucracy beast.
The bureau beast. The beast of bureaucracy, yes.
And then a nat 20 to mine.
To the cuddly constrictor.
Yeah. So which of those hit?
Mundane does not. The bureau beast and the cuddly constrictor do.
Okay. And then so to the bureau beast, I do 7 damage, and to mine, I do 10.
Awesome. Okay. Is that it for your turn?
And then And then as I do that, I open up a lantern, and those 3 beams of iciness come out, and everyone hears a tiny voice say, "Oh, I just want to go home, please. Let me out.
This is not over."
We definitely need to have a conversation when we get back. All right, Santa.
All right. What is the name of my fear again? What was that creature called?
The mundane manifestation.
The mundane manifestation. I shall look into the eyes of the mundane manifestation with contagion's touch. I weave this spell to bring forth joy where sadness dwells. Spirit of Christmas present, hear my call. Spread warmth and cheer to one and all. And I will cast the spell contagion, which is a 5th level spell.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes.
Your touch inflicts magical contagion. The target must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 11d8 necrotic damage and have the poisoned condition. Also, they choose one ability when you cast a spell. While poisoned, the target has disadvantage on saving throws made with the chosen ability. I'm going to choose wisdom. No, constitution. The target must repeat the saving throw at the end of each of its turns until it gets 3 successes or failures. If the target succeeds on three of the saves, the spell ends on the target. If the target fails the 3 saves, the spell lasts for 7 days.
Oh my!
So the spirit of Christmas present will infect this creature with holiday joy. So I need a constitution. Wow. Saving throw.
It's cold.
It is cold.
And not just because it's Christmas.
And they need a DC 18 to save.
DC 18.
Oh, ho, ho,
ho. Ho, ho, holy crap, dog.
Merry Christmas. You come to me, Mr. Mundane, and you shall feel the wrath of Christmas present.
Awesome. Actually, so Nicholas is silent. Most of the time I've got a headache. That was tight.
That's on fire.
That was a cool thing you just said.
Wait, here's a little tip. When you have 5th level spells and you're in a one shot, use them.
Okay.
This is why I usually don't opt for spellcasters.
A 12. Well, then I shall roll 11d8.
Let's go.
For damage.
For necrotic damage.
Oh,
serves you
goodness.
Right. Oh, wait. Let's undo. Oh, wait. No. It's too many. Oh.
Santa's got some major beef with just that guy over there. Hello, my name is Mark.
Boom!
Mark, I'm the... hi, I'm Mark. I'm the Monday...
He has taken mundane. 55 damage.
and must now, let's see, and he has disadvantage on constitution saving throws.
Disadvantage on con. Got it. All right. Dang, that was good. All right. The mundane manifestation decides to open up his briefcase as he shoulders.
Come, manifestation, slump. Take a seat on my lap and tell me what you should like for Christmas, for you shall get it now that you have the spirit of Christmas within you, my friend.
And he says, looks like someone's got a case of the Mondays.
Son of a gun!
And you all feel a wave of dullness come across you. And as it happens, now at the beginning of all of your turns, you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Ugh!
And then he looks up at you.
Your land is the absolute worst, my friend. No wonder you became a born-again Christmas preacher.
It makes elf.
He looks up at you, and he gives you this look of just sheer bland boredom. And as he does so, you feel it penetrate your soul. Roll a, what's this?
Wisdom?
Charisma.
Y'all got advantage because I'm a paladin.
I thought you said wisdom.
No, you have to roll a saving throw he now has an aura effect in place. Like it just feels so boring to be around him.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know, even before you said that, I was bored to death around you anyway.
If you're within 30 feet of the mundane manifestation, you have to make a saving throw on your turn. But he's actually attacking you. Does a 19 hit?
Who?
Armor class.
Santa.
Let's see if it does. I think it might.
I don't even know how many hit points you guys have. How many here? Is my sheets?
I only have 157 hit points for Christmas.
Excellent.
And no armor class. Isn't that in status? Where is armor class at?
Status.
I did not put a thing in my status. All right. Well, I'm guessing it's around 17.
Yeah, let's say that. but what I rolled, was that what I rolled was 17? No, I rolled 18.
Did you? Well, then it hit, my friend.
8 plus, oh no, I rolled 16, so it actually doesn't. Hit 18, yes, okay, yeah, so no, I missed. But you could feel it. It almost got you.
All right, well, when I got him, did I actually get him or was there really no effect on
him? No, you actually got him.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't a waste of a 5th level spell.
No, it wasn't. You actually did get him. He's just trying to get you back. So he turned on his boring aura, and then he tried to attack you with his beam. All right. This is, like, super handy. I did, like, certain pieces of this, and now I'm just, like, creating stat blocks for these guys, and it's actually working really well. The Bureaucratic Beast. It's now the Bureaucratic Beast's turn. The Bureaucratic Beast uses its ranged going to attack you. The Bureaucratic Beast raises its arms and just flies from his hands. Paperwork after paperwork after paperwork.
Oh, no.
A barrage of paperwork. Which goes to... that's the wrong one.
Oh, just a reminder. The mundane creature also has disadvantage on all of its attack rolls and ability checks.
Okay, excellent.
Because it's poisoned with Christmas.
Yeah, contagion sucks so bad in BG3 that I'm just like kind of impressed right now.
So you get bombarded with paperwork. It is 20 to hit.
Krampus you. Will be filing their taxes for the rest of this encounter.
Yeah. So you get, just rolling these here, 25 damage from slashing damage as the paper slides cuts. Across you, and you get multiple paper cuts as you get barraged by paperwork. You can
damage
do a
breakfast.
You can do okay.
Just kidding.
All right, and then now the cuddly constrictor is going to attack you, Jolly Kindle.
It just looks so comfy. I just want to stay there.
Yeah, let's see if that's what happens. Going to attack you. 14 to hit?
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay, so the cuddly constrictor wraps its soft, plush body around you and slowly starts to squeeze.
I feel like we need more epic tunes for this battle.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I probably should change the music. Give me a second. 14 bludgeoning damage, and you are now grappled.
Ugh. B.
Okay. That is it. The spider does nothing this turn. As it you know, sulks back into its little hole. Krampus.
That's your boy. All right, I'm attack. And I'm going to smite it, obviously. Is that a 4? How is that possible? Because I got a plus 8. It's like rolling everywhere. Okay, I'll just expand my bonus action now to impose disadvantage. So it does 23 hit.
Yes.
And that was a smite. I'm going to do a level 3 smite here. You know, taking after Jason here. Use these spell slots.
Yes, use them.
So base damage...
I used a level 2 spell slot and spread it across three creatures.
And you brought us to this forsaken land.
I don't think I did. I think we followed some elves here.
And this is your hometown, is it not?
That's not my fault.
All right, so the first one did 24 damage.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to do that again.
To the Bureau Beast?
To the spider.
Oh, to the spider. Oh, yes, okay.
Sorry. So this. So, 13.
13 to hit?
Yeah.
Yes.
No way, it did?
Yes, I'll, yes.
Aw, yes. Okay, we'll do that. Oh, that did 35 damage.
Oh, dang!
And that's all my level 3 spell slots, but, you know.
All right. Okay. Jolly Kindle.
I am. So if something has components,
like
and
spell
it's
components?
V, that just means it's vocal,
verbal,
right?
Verbal components. Verbal. Yeah.
Okay. Then I. So I'm grappled, but if I had something that uses verbal components.
You can still cast a spell, that is correct, but I need you to make. Actually, both of you needed to make a wisdom saving throw at the beginning.
Both of us? Right. Okay. Yeah. 14?
Ooh, no.
Dang it!
So 5 is okay, right?
5?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wait, I had disadvantage. Let me double check.
Okay, yeah, let's see. No, also.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah. So as you roll your... You failed those, so you have... Oh, disadvantage on ability checks. Oh, you already have that. Okay, well, whatever. Never mind then. Well, you did. Oh, we already have a disadvantage because you're exhausted.
Yeah, we're just...
Yeah.
You gain a second level of exhaustion. No, okay, I won't do that. No. Okay, go.
Okay, so I'm going to use my verbal... I'm grappled, but as my action, I'm going to summon Construct. And
yes.
As one of the lanterns that I have glows... And you hear a little voice.
Oh, no.
There's a little voice that's saying, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. This is okay. I'll
See,
be
these
safe.
Voices are totally fine with what's going on.
And then
I take 6 psychic damage.
A construct. And as this is, as this whisper is happening, a construct of snow bursts out of the ground. And it's like a golem. And it takes, basically it takes its turn after me. And I'm going to tell it to, I guess, attack this constrictor, this cuddly constrictor.
Got it.
Okay, so he is going to do a... So then he takes his turn after me. He's going to... So he gets to make a... because I did level 5, he gets to do 2 attacks. So he's going to do 2 slams.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so he's going to do 2 slams. That's going to be equal to my spellcasting modifier for both of those. So he does a 27 and a 27.
To hit or damage?
To hit.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes on both those.
Okay, and then his damage. And you know what? That sounded really cool to hit. And then he did, what, 15?
Oh, yeah, big boy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. 15 plus 12.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. No, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. 27?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's solid.
That's good. All right. Santa Claus. Silent Nick.
Silent Nick clears throat. Oh, Lord.
With ice storm's fury, I unleash the freeze upon the shadows of nightmares. Bring them to their knees. Let hail and cold shatter dread's dark form. Banish fears in this icy storm.
So I cast a ice storm
on
all the creatures.
Is ice storm affect everybody? You guys are in there too.
Disadvantage or on their attack rolls, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's that? Okay. It's like, wait a sec.
They have disadvantage on their attack
rolls. Yes. It hits everybody in a 20-foot cylinder.
That includes you guys.
It doesn't include me.
Oh. Everyone else.
It will include as many of the evil creatures as I can get.
Okay. Well, he's constricted. So if you want to include him.
I do.
Then you're in it too. Okay. Great.
Oh.
So, I'll hit all four of them and Jolly Kindle.
Can we rewind a little bit?
Yeah, let's rewind.
I just want to use my bonus action to use Blessing of the Raven Queen. I'm a Shadar Kai, and just teleport away.
Is that a bonus action?
Yeah.
Of all the people that get constricted, it's the one that can teleport away.
All right.
So you've moved away?
Yeah, so now I'm out of there.
Krampus, boom! Krampus. I cast Ice Storm!
Krampus is still fighting the spider, so if you want to include everyone, then Krampus I'm in is too. In that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Krampus is fine with it, too.
All right.
Krampus
has
got a lot of hit points.
All right.
Ice Storm's like Pokemon. You gotta catch them all.
Got it. Okay, what's
25 ice cold damage to each of them.
25 dex half?
Yeah. Part of it's going to be bludgeoning, part of it's going to be cold. Is there a let me know if you need that broken up.
No.
Okay. Dex save 18.
18. Dang, okay.
Half it.
Let me roll my saves here. We'll just do the movie magic and we will say one does.
11, no.
The one that does is the Bureau Beast. How much damage is that, the rest of them?
25.
25, okay.
Or 13. Because we round up. Santa Claus always rounds up when he does damage.
Of course he does.
And rounds down when we do taxes.
And rounds down on taxes and with hitting allies. 12 for you, 13 for the bad guys.
Oh, I didn't pass that. I took all of it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
25 for my friends.
It's all good. It's just like, you know, my mid-morning brunch, dog.
Yes,
that's
it's
right.
My second breakfast.
It's
halfling,
like second
y'all.
Breakfast over here.
25
second
damage.
Breakfast. Okay.
Ho, 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 merry icy Christmas, my mundane friends.
All right, mundane manifestation.
You also get my construct.
You said disadvantage on attacks, right? This is round two. So it's out of for four rounds, is what we said, right? I'm going to put that 204.
Oh, is he making his contagion save?
Sure, yeah.
This would be his second round, his second failure.
What does he need to get?
An 18.
Oh, no, I got that one, actually.
And he, with disadvantage.
Oh, then... Oh, 18 and a 19?
Okay.
Oh.
Then he passes. One failure and one success.
All right. And then he attacks you with his bland.
Merry Christmas.
Beam.
I'd like to see you try, my mundane friend.
Oh, my gosh.
Silent Nick here talking all kinds of smack.
I have not said a word this entire year.
He then also misses with his bland beam again.
Of course you miss. You've missed the entire point of Christmas, my friend.
I also missed the aura of dullness
on
you.
Now, we can
we'll
end this encounter
one.
If you come sit on my lap and tell me what you want for Christmas. Tell me, have you been a good little boy?
He just sighs because he missed you. But he misses you also. All right.
Yes.
Now the
all the children miss me when Christmas is over.
The bureaucratic beast now comes to you. Even now you're fighting between the spider and the bureau beast. Makes an attempt to attack. Disadvantage, right?
Only am I being flanked? Because then that's just a straight roll.
Oh, yes. Sorry. It's just a straight roll. So we'll just roll that one. They roll twice. I forgot you're being flanked. 18 to hit.
Yeah, so my armor class is 18, and so that goes to the attacker, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so then, yeah, that hits.
Target is, you are now, as the bureaucratic beast slams his arm down on you, he secretes maybe is a better word, ink from his ink bottles, and you are now restrained by these ink tentacles.
Ew.
That are slowly creeping over your body.
I feel like I'm in an anime.
No, it's weird.
We know what kind of anime you're watching.
You could do a DC...
Prove it, Ross.
A DC 14 strength check.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know, Ross? No.
How do you know that I know that you know that I know that you know?
How do we know? DC 14 strength check to break free if you want to try on your turn.
Okay, and so, like, if I'm... So I'm constrained. Does that mean I can't hit anybody or...
Yeah, you can't attack. You're restrained.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and then the Cully Constrictor, as it squeezed, but you were absent. How far away do you teleport?
30 feet.
Okay, that would mean that the next closest would be... Santa. So the Cuddling Constrictor is now going to make its way towards Santa.
Cuddling! Come here for a hug,
my friend. Cuddling Constrictor.
It looks like you've been a good little boy.
All right, you need to make a wisdom saving throw. At disadvantage.
Well, oh, a nat 20 on my second one, but my first one was a 5 plus 5 is 10.
Oh. You take in the air of the sweet, cuddly constrictor. You find it just so calming.
I love it.
Charming. So you are now charmed until the end of the Cuddly Constrictor's next turn.
So I cannot attack the Cuddly Constrictor.
While charmed, you are incapacitated and have a speed of 0. And have a false sense of security.
Wait. hang on.
Oh, you're talking about, like, what's the state of...
No, so it's charmed? He's charmed? Mm-hmm. Hold on, I think I have a passive.
Okay, while you look...
I don't. Never mind. I lied. I was frightened.
Yes. I think there's like a... Is there not like... There's like a rules library in here too, isn't there?
Probably in the library.
In the library here, right?
So I figure, yeah, you've got...
Charmed. I'm going to see if this works.
Whoa!
Actually, you'd be really surprised by the things you could find in those tomes. Lots of fun facts.
Hit us with another fun fact while we check out the library, Jolly Kindle.
We're looking in the library in Quest Portal.
Charm condition means I can't attack the person that has charmed me.
Yes.
But I'm not incapacitated.
Yes, I think that... Okay, so you are right in the sense that... So this is part of the AI, right? So this is an extra charm.
Oh,
so
an extra charm.
We'll have you be charmed. You can't attack the Cuddly Constrictor. But we're also going to reduce your speed to 0. So you can't go anywhere.
Perfect.
Because of your false
I'm
sense
not
of security.
I'm not going anywhere.
Because of your false sense of security.
No, it is a real sense of security.
But now it feels like extra secure.
It's always extra. I've never not been secure, and I'm secure now.
But you're now. You are
now
more secure.
More secure than
you
I
have
ever been.
Yeah, there you go. He got
which
it.
It's the same level of secure that I always am.
Excellent.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. The dream spider is now going to...
The vein's
going to
pop out of the side of your head. Every hoe. Just...
Is now going to try to attack you, Krampus. You're being flanked, so we're still the same here. Ooh, 18.
Yep, that'll do it. 20, just yep, barely.
20-something, actually, is what it was.
Yeah.
You take... Okay, bad roll. 6 poison damage. And you need to succeed a constitution saving throw of 14.
Okay, so my constitution, I got a 19.
Okay, good. As the spider bit you, you felt the poison seep into your body just a little bit, and just this absolute sense of drowsiness and sleepiness came over for you just a moment.
Can she spray
you
webs now?
Shook yourself awake.
Did I just become a...
I a superhero?
Spider-Man does it. Spider-Man makes those, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. It depends on which universe he comes from.
Yeah, okay, the one Spider-Man that does it?
What?
One Spider-Man.
I don't write the rules.
Have you seen, even heard of the Spider-Verse?
Oh my God, you're right.
There's literally dozens of them. Okay, Krampus, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to break out
of
that.
No, I need you to do your wisdom saving throw.
Oh, okay. Woo-hoo, 20.
You're good, but you could feel the mundaneness and dullness of the Mondays just trying to suck the energy from you.
Okay. And so now I, to break out of the bonds, I just need
strength
to do a strength
check if you want, yeah.
For 14?
At least, yep.
22. All right.
You burst out of the ink.
Nobody puts Krampus in a corner.
No one smothers me with bureaucracy. Go. What else do you want to do?
That's all.
All right.
That's because that's my action, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and I feel like, yeah, I'm good.
Jolly Kindle.
All right. Let's see. Jolly Kindle. I'm a little bit jealous.
You should be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, Santa. He just looks so content and secure.
Yes.
Like, I've never felt better in my life.
And Krampus looks really, really relaxed. Like, I don't understand why I don't get to feel these great feelings. But I'm going to, let's see, as I hold out my lantern, a small voice whispers, "It's okay. Let's make the best of this situation." And I'm going to cast Shatter on the
on the thing in your lantern.
From the lantern, not to the lantern.
These sentient snowflakes are the source of a lot of Christmas magic. That's why I've built these lanterns. They're amazing.
He's harnessed the power of snow.
The Christmas magic from the Yuletide Muse. Okay, but he's going to cast Shatter on the cuddly constrictor, which is made out of inorganic material, I assume. I mean, you said plush.
Yeah, I mean, it looks plushy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so we're going to cast Shatter.
Okay.
It has to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
18?
No.
Okay.
I failed.
And then it will take 3d8.
Constrictor.
Come on.
These attacks are great, though. Suffocating hug and soothing squeeze.
Just so gentle.
Okay, so it's going to take 21.
All right. You're looking pretty beat up here.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, it feels Santa. Like they've taken an awful lot of damage.
It really does,
these are,
huh?
These are squishies.
Aside from the cuddly creature that I like.
Yeah.
And I'm snuggling with. How many other enemies Mark? Are within 10 feet of me?
There's the cuddling creature. There is the mundane manifestation. You said 10 feet?
It's 10
just
feet.
Those two, yeah.
Just those two?
Oh.
Good enough for me.
But before Santa goes, also my construct goes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry, Santa.
So he would have attacked also the constrictor. That would have been, he did two attacks, 21 and 22.
Does your construct have to make saving throws against auras?
I guess that's for the DM to decide.
Yeah, let's do it. Do a wisdom saving throw from your construct.
Okay. My wisdom saving throw is 17, by the way.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, and then for my construct.
It's just so boring.
My construct can't get bored.
No.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is kind of, yeah.
Immunities to charmed, exhaustion, frightened, paralyzed, poisoned. I mean, I know bored isn't in there, but... I'd say he's.
Imagine you create something just for it to be so bored. Right? Like, that's so sad.
Can you imagine? He's like, oh, I only get to live for an hour.
I mean, not gonna lie, but that's kind of like me IRL. But oh, how much more of this we got?
Let's have
years?
You now. Let's have you roll it.
Okay, fine.
He can't have the audience thinking that I'm a weak DM. Buckles to the requests of every player.
They are
player
all
request.
Impressed with you, Tyler.
Man, that's stupid because I rolled a one. My construct should not be bored.
It just gets a.
How close is the construct to me? Is it within 10 feet?
You know,
because I can give it disadvantage or advantage.
Constructs and undead, I think, would have immunity to such conditions.
To wisdom?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, charmed.
It's snow.
Charmed and that type of stuff. Generally, typically.
Sorry, generally, you're bored. Snow contract. What were you doing before this?
This is extra. This is extra. This is legendary
this
action.
This is extra.
A legendary.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You know what? It's fine.
He's legendary boring.
The DM has spoken.
The DM has spoken.
The DM has spoken.
Yes.
Rule lawyers, be silent.
That's right.
Take your seat.
If I wanted to know. Feel free to make a comment and leave it in.
Does that mean
chat.
He gets disadvantage?
If you would like to come to our aid, dear audience,
get in the comments.
So does that mean he has disadvantage on his attacks?
Is yes.
That what it did? Okay. Then he only had one successful attack out of his two.
Okay.
And it would have done 13 damage.
All right. To
the cuddly constrictor.
Okay. Great. Great. All right. There you go. Now Santa's turn. Now roll for wisdom first.
Oh, I have to. What am I wisdoming for?
For the aura of dullness from the. Oh.
How big is that aura?
30 feet.
I failed.
Okay.
What does that mean for me?
Disadvantage on attack rolls.
Oh, I won't attack. Why would I bother doing that when I could?
Be silent.
Cast a spell.
Oh, no.
With. Conjure woodland beings. I call forth the cheer, summoning Coca-Cola polar bears. So let their playful spirit and warmth unfold, bringing smiles and joy to the winter's cold. So it's an emanation within 10 feet of me.
Right.
I get to select who within that 10 feet. For a little bit longer, I'm not going to select my snuggly friend who I am cuddling with.
Just so nice.
But the mundane monstrosity will take the 5d8 damage this round and will continue to do so for the next 10 minutes. Every 6 seconds for 10 minutes.
Wow.
So can he just be dead now?
Oh, not a great... Oh, no, that's a pretty good roll.
Which spell is this?
This is Conjure Woodland Beings.
Got it.
A bunch of spectral Coca-Cola polar bears drinking and ice skating and mauling these creatures as Coca-Cola polar bears are wont to do.
I'm just picturing one of them like drinking a Coke and then breaking the bottle on like the side of
it's like that Joan Jett.
Come
like, I don't give a damn about the amputation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, okay.
26 Coca-Cola damage. Is that acid damage?
Yes. No, since you just it's die necrotic. Of cancer 20 years later.
It is what actually...
I need to find out because I'm susceptible to it.
It is actually slashing damage. Oh. So it is broken
Coca-Cola. They are broken Coca-Cola bottles.
They're just shattering them and slicing them.
Broken Coke
because
bottles.
Because why use your claws, your polar bear claws, when you have broken Coca-Cola bottles
it's true.
That you can use?
It's true. Why? Why even bother?
I can't think of a reason.
There is not one.
If anything comes up to me on their turn... They will also take that damage.
Okay. One of
just
them's
keep
got
that in mind.
Got it.
Can one of them have a Pepsi bottle?
No! No!
We saw what happens with Pepsi. It calms riots. We saw that in the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
We're not calming riots. We're starting them. Okay?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. Got it. Okay. Your turn's over.
Coca-Cola polar bears. Jason, that's a 10 out of 10. 10
it's
out of 10
Christmas
move.
It's a miracle.
I'm a
I'll
fan.
Just say Quest Portal is writing my incantations this time.
They're doing great.
Yeah, excellent. They're doing fabulous.
Because it's actually like a perfect length, too, where we're not sitting here.
Wait, I take offense to that.
He is Nicholas the Silent
I am
this
Nicholas
year.
The Silent. I have not spoken for nearly 365 days straight.
Yeah, and combat is a round of combat is still 6 seconds.
Six seconds.
Okay, the...
You would be amazed at what I can do in 6 seconds. Just ask Mrs. Claus.
Oh, we should put that on our holiday gifts.
Yeah. All right. Or shirts. That should be a shirt for Adventure AI.
Yeah. It could be amazing. I could do it in 6 seconds.
Yeah.
We need to write these down. We should create some merch.
It
would be good. The Monday manifestation then blasts everyone. Let's see. I would think that you're there, Ross. You're there, Jason. Maddie, you're not. With a wave of dullness. Make a DC saving throw. Wisdom. DC 17.
Wisdom's like my best one, and I fail it every time.
That's how it goes.
Oh, a nat 20 plus 5. 25. The quest portal dice heard my complaint.
They did.
Hey, 21 for me.
Oh, that's pretty good, both of you. Okay, hold on. Let me take these out.
We got to get better tunes.
I'm sorry. Okay, you know what? There's probably some in there. I don't have time to search for it.
It's taking me out of the fiction.
So I'm not searching for it. Okay, 20. I'm just going to turn the music off for a second. All right. We roll the dullness wave. 20 damage on a failed save. Half. So half damage. That's 10 unsuccessful. As a wave of dullness just rolls over you.
Ugh.
Just so boring. All right. The bureaucratic beast is now going to take its fist and it's going to compress them into a what do they call them? Like the boxes of paper? Yeah, it's just like a big
paperweights
old,
big
old paper box, just like a stack of paper,
or like one of those like little like fortune teller things that you do in school.
Oh yeah, there you go. It's one of those little fortune tellers.
Yeah,
and it's gonna
one,
try
two,
to
three, four.
It's gonna try to slam down on you while chomping. Let's see. Two hit. Oh, wait, that's the bureaucratic beast. Oh, no, that is what I want. 19. Ooh, that was a good roll. 16.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And it does 10 damage. Not too bad. And then the cuddly constrictor is going to try to bite you, Santa Claus.
Ah! I love my little cuddly friend. Come in here a little closer with those teeth.
21.
Delicious.
That's a hit, I presume.
Oh,
Santa,
yes, it is.
You got to stop tasting
it
people, bro.
It is quite enjoyable.
14 damage.
I would not call it damage, but I will take it.
Okay.
Excellent. I've lost one of my dice on the floor. All right. And then the spider is going to attack you again, Maddie.
How far away is the spider from it?
The spider
it's right
is
up
right
on,
in
it's with
Maddie's
me.
Face.
It's engaged with me.
My cuddly friend, I'm no longer
charmed
by it. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Well, and it ended its turn next to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, get him,
because
polar
the polar bears will strike.
They're bringing the pain.
17 Coca-Cola damage.
Yes.
That's Coca-Cola. Love it.
We're going to get in trouble. We got to stop saying that.
We're not sponsored by Coca-Cola. We can do whatever we want.
Slander or something.
No, it's not. It's not. It's the bears.
It's like you have to intend to proof harm. It's like, and it has to be true. It's like, wow, does Coca-Cola actually do damage thrown at you?
Yeah, well, have you ever taken a Coke bottle and broken the end off? Is it dangerous?
That's
yeah.
just a shib. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's got nothing to do with the Coca-Cola family of products.
Yeah, no, it just so happens to be a Coke bottle. Because the structural integrity, never mind. Okay.
I mean, yeah, those things ain't easy.
The bear's wielding it. You can look at their intent.
Yeah, but that's a bear.
That's suspect.
What bear would not want to wield a glass bottle?
I can't think of a single one.
They don't got thumbs. So probably none of them.
Spiders. That's why they want to. They really want to.
Coca-Cola bears do have thumbs.
That, exactly. Exact attack. That they're magic. Thumb-having bears.
The dream spider, that's what it's called. Is now going to try to just touch you with one of its little claws. I need a wisdom DC.
Oh, 19.
Off to a great start.
Oh, no, you save. But as it touches you, you could feel it try to make its way into your mind and try to crush your will. But it does no damage to you. No psychic damage. Okay, Maddie.
Okay. Well, that I'm tired of being violated like this. So I'm just going to smite the spider again.
Okay.
Does a 12 hit?
No.
Dang it.
Sorry. Did I laugh at you?
Yes.
Excuse me.
I hurt my feelings. Okay.
No.
Okay. And so the second attack.
Is that better?
Yeah, it was good. The second attack was a 16.
Yes, that one does.
Oh, yes. And damage 31.
And the spider crumples into a little pile.
Mm.
And as it does so, the manifestations that it created of your nightmares slowly fade away.
I spit on the spider as my bonus action.
You know,
stay out of my head.
You know, in retrospect, yeah, that makes sense. We probably should have been going after the spider.
All right,
you got a problem with your 8 intelligence person over here? It's big brain moves.
And as you do so, you see that the web that you started to cut open peeks out a little face.
Tinkle!
And from that little
Holly!
The little face that pokes...
No, that's Snowy.
Snowy!
The little face that pokes her face out.
Jolly's? Jolly?
Tinsel Bright Spark.
Tinsel Bright Spark!
Oh, we knew it was you. We knew.
It is a Merry Christmas. Come sit on my lap and tell me what you like.
Santa, again, as the new HR department, you gotta stop telling your employees to sit on your lap.
We are just a couple days away from Christmas.
So?
And?
And also the Christmas tree has to go down because it's not.
What Tinsel wants this Christmas if Tinsel does not sit on my lap? Tinsel
will put
in a good
elf.
Elf. Come sit on my lap and tell me what you would like for Christmas.
Tinsel, do you consent to this?
As Tinsel makes her way or attempts to make her way out of the webbing, she says, that's all for our first episode of Adventure Eye.
She was the dungeon master
in our actual episode. No, that's not what she says.
Christmas.
So that is going to be the end of the first episode, as we have saved one of the many elves.
Actually, I don't know if you knew this, but Tinsel actually comes from the tears.
See you next week, actually, folks. That's all. Yeah.
Silence we shall all take until 2 weeks from today. Ho, ho, ho.